Lou and Cheryl.
Couple, we thank you for the privilege of speaking into their lives tonight. We thank you for this opportunity. In Jesus' name. The Lord says, I'm putting a new mantle of joy upon you and your family. It's as if though the season you've come out of has been a very tough, difficult season. I see valleys that you've had to walk through, some difficulties, some things that have been tough to face. But I hear God saying, joy comes in the morning. I hear the Lord saying, joy comes in the morning, and I'm putting on you a new mantle of joy in this hour. A new mantle of joy that's going to lift you up to a whole new place. God says, even though the storm would come, I'm causing you to soar above the storm, says the Lord. I'd like for you two to hold hands. And even now, I just hear the Lord saying, I laugh at that voice that says, I will bring destruction upon this family. I hear the Lord saying, I laugh at that voice that says, I can get in and split things up. But the Lord says, I'm bringing a new unity upon the two of you, even now, just to enjoy each other, just to laugh as you used to laugh. I see you two putting on the old I Love Lucy's and just kind of watching it and laughing and having a good time and date night once again and just really rejoicing in that. But the Lord says, even as I'm bringing a new work of joy and releasing a new mantle of joy upon the two of you, God says, there are people that I'm sending to you. In the midst of all this, there are people that are in need. And God says, I am sending them to the joy house, to the fun house, to the house where laughter never ends. For the Lord says, you will be known as the people that have the fun house. So if you don't have games, I say, go buy some games. Get the old Monopoly out. There's a gathering anointing in your home. There are some in your community. There are some from other places that will come and partake in what God's doing in the midst of your home. For God says, this fun house will be a refuge to many. Do you live here in Spencerport?
In Greece.
In Greece. And I sense the Lord doing a new thing in the atmosphere of your home. He's breaking off just something that's been there, and he's bringing in a new joy that's going to be magnetic and draw many people. Don't get frustrated. I'm going to tell you now. Don't get frustrated with that doorbell going off. Don't get frustrated with people saying, I just needed to come and talk to you. Don't get frustrated with the phone ringing and people saying, I just need help. I need prayer. For the Lord says, I'm causing a gathering anointing to come forth in this hour. The mercy gift is beginning to come to the forefront where it's, even at times you've wondered, do I have this, or is it just that people tell me all their issues? But God says, I'm bringing a mercy gift to the forefront. Also, I hear the Lord saying, I'm driving you forward in this hour. It's as if though I see barriers in the spirit, just walls that have just fallen around you and walls that have fallen before you and just kind of things that have tried to hold back God's blessing. And I hear God saying, I'm giving you in this hour an anointing to break through into a new place. I'm breaking you forward, says the Lord. I'm propelling you forward, says God. Just when you thought it was all over and it was done, God says, I show up on the scene and I'm breaking you forward into a new place, says the Lord. And to you, the Lord says, continue to sing. Sing with all your heart. Continue to sing. For the Lord says, that singing that you release is doing something in the atmosphere. You are shifting things. The Lord says, do not despise when you don't understand, when you don't see it. Continue to sing, sing, sing. For there's an anointed song that you are releasing in this hour that God says will shift situations, will shift the season, and will shift the heavenlies. I sense to come against even a plot of the enemy to bring destruction. I mentioned that earlier, but I just sense to even declare that that assignment is broken in Jesus' name. And we release provision, streams, streams, streams of provision, different, multiple streams of provision that the Lord wants to bring into this household. We release that to you now in Jesus' name. And I just hear the Lord saying, even when you're not thinking about it, there's just these ideas that are going to come, these ideas that will bring an income. I just hear God saying, just continue to listen. Just continue to pay attention. Just test it out. Just try it out. These thoughts that are suddenly coming out of nowhere, test that out and watch where I'm going to take you, says the Lord. So Father, we thank you. We bless this couple. And even now, your children, are they here?
Some of them, yes.
Some of them are here. Amen. Would you just stand up? I just want to prophesy over you too, wherever you're at. Amen. Three girls. Wave. There are four of you? Amen. I even sense to prophesy a new unity on the four of you as well, that God is bringing upon this household. And the Lord says, do not despise even where you're at. I sense that there's been just some disappointment. But God says, I'm bringing it. Prayers are being answered. Prayers are being answered. Solutions are being released in this hour. So God says, you are an influential family. You are a blessed family. God says, I'm bringing you forward into the place where you're going to bless and pour into others. So be ready in season and out of season. Even some of your friends are going to come and you're going to help them. You're going to even save some lives by bringing them over and talking to mom and dad. So we just release that over you now, that gathering anointing, that fun anointing that you're going to have, that you would release that over your friends and that this house would be that gathering place, a Bethel, a place where the presence of God is, a house of God, doorway to heaven. So we release that over you as well. And the one that just stood up last, it's your granddaughter. What's your name?
Ashley.
There's leadership in you, Ashley. There's anointing on your life that you're not an accident. You're not here by accident. The Lord says, I'm here to confirm a few things to you and just to speak a few things to your life. God says, I'm putting you on a new path. I even see the Lord removing some friends out of your life. Not to get you upset, but just for the calling that's on your life. I hear the Lord saying, I'm bringing you to a place where even there will be new people that he's connecting to you that will bless you, that will be a blessing to you that God has ordained for them to be in your life. There's a lot of a laughter in you. There's a lot of joy in you. There's a lot of what God wants to do in you. And I just really sense to tell you, don't fight the Lord. Don't fight what he wants to do. For what he wants to do something good in you. He wants to release a blessing, and you truly are blessed. So we declare that over you as well, in Jesus' name.
Well done, Hector. Rang the bell. I think you even said, you know, Lord, we don't mind getting prayed for. We would love it if our kids could get prayed for. You even said that. And guess what? God heard that cry. He heard that little secret whisper. And so God just wants you to know this is a real deal. We're not fortune tellers. We're not soothsayers. We're not making this up as we go. This is just the real deal. No human could possibly do this. And so you need to know that you're in a supernatural time warp that God has ordained, and that God's timing is perfect, and God doesn't make mistakes, and he is sovereign over your lives, even to bring you to this point. And tonight is not a last ditch effort. It's not your last resort. The Lord said tonight is a night of new beginnings. The Lord says, this is a time of first fruits. The Lord says, I'm putting my best forward now. The Lord said, this is a time you're going to pioneer some new things in your own families, pioneer some new things into other families. This is a time, it's already been said, God is going to open up your lives, open up your home, and cause a vacuum that's going to suck lost people into your house. Isn't that great? I never prophesied that before in my life, but I like it. I like it. Suck in the lost, Lord. I believe you guys can really throw a party. I believe, sister, you love parties. And you've got some amazing themes and certain foods you love to do the best. It's like, these are my masterpiece. These are my signature recipes. And I tell you what, that's going to suck the lost in. I mean, just blow those aromas out over your neighborhood and see what happens. And I just see you guys throwing some amazing parties. I see a concept like a block party. Where you invite some of the neighbors over and say, hey, and guess what she's making? Brother, you love to brag on your wife's cooking. And you love to just say, guess what my wife is making this Saturday night? You gotta come, or whatever. Brother, you're not too bad with a grill yourself. You got a little grill thing going in you, and there's some certain ethnic foods you like to put on that part of your culture. You guys are amazing because you come from two different cultures, but you've been able to blend them real well. And yet you like to stick to your own things and just say, this is tradition and we like this. But I just see you opening up culturally, opening up socially. And most of all, God says, I'm going to make spiritual room for other people in your lives. Because the Lord said, it's out of some of these valleys you've been through and some of your brokenness and some of your difficult things you've walked through. That's what lost people are actually attracted to, that. That's why they sit glued to all the nonsense on TV night after night, watching all the people's problems. Because they're sitting there going, I can identify with that. I can identify with that. And you know what? There's some things in your lives that you've tried to just say, I don't want anybody to know. But the Lord says, you know, I brought you through those things. I want you to tell people of the mercy of God, the goodness of God, because it's the goodness of God that leads others to repentance. And so the way that God has been good to you in the midst of your struggles and tragedies, and like, we didn't plan this, and I don't know why that happened, and you've had questions and questions and questions, and sister, you still have lots of questions. You got more questions than you have answers, and God's okay with that because He is the answer man. And He hasn't told you everything yet, but He is slowly seeding into your heart His sovereignty. And that answers a lot of your questions, that He is sovereign, that He's God, that you'll never know all the answers. And that, you know what, He does a lot of things out of His own good pleasure, which blows our mind. Because we try to always bring God down to our level, and you're realizing that God's trying to bring you up to His level. And you're beginning to see more and more of God's wisdom and majesty and power and His dominion. And God says, I want the two of you to start taking dominion again. There was a time, brother, you got into the kingdom, you thought, I've arrived, I love this stuff. And brother, you took your sword out and you started hacking. You just started, you were Peter, man, you were cutting people's ears off and noses and anything that was getting in the way. And then you realize, uh-oh, I've made a mess. You look behind you and went, ooh, a lot of casualties that week. And brother, you're a Peter. You are just, you know, it's ready, fire, aim. And brother, the enemy tried to shut you down because he said, this guy's dangerous. Brother, you're the same threat to the enemy that Peter was. And that's why the enemy tried to shut him down and tried to just trip him up and put him into all kinds of situations that God said, let's just see. And that's why Jesus prayed for Peter and said, I prayed for you that your faith won't fail. And when you're strengthened, go encourage the brethren. When you're converted, go strengthen the brethren. Brother, you are going to strengthen men in this house. God has called you here with a particular calling to strengthen men. Because, brother, you know every weak area of a man's soul. And that's not exposing anything, brother. We all got them. Every man's got a weak area. And you've seen them. You've been exposed to them. You've heard them. And brother says, the Lord's saying, brother, get out there and help strengthen men. Get in there. Because, brother, you're going to be like a Peter. You're going to help gather men. You're going to say, here's the way it is. Peter told probably a lot of fishing stories and a lot of failure stories. And yet God made him so successful. Because he just wouldn't quit. And so the Lord says to you tonight, don't quit. This is not a last-ditch effort. This is the new beginning. And God's supercharging your marriage. And He's supercharging your vision for the future. And He says, go reach them. Go reach the lost. God is going to put such a burden on your hearts for souls like you've never had before. Because, brother, you come to a place where you've realized you can't take anything with you. You can't. Success has a whole different meaning in the kingdom than it does in the world. And, brother, you've been successful, and then you've had a few crashes and then you've been successful again. See, there's entrepreneurial things in you, brother. You've got the ability to make things happen. You've got the ability to make money, and yet you've got the ability to spend money, and you've got the ability to do other things. And you know, brother, sometimes you've just taken a risk and prematurely and out of God's sync and timing, and yet God just saying, but I'm the God of mercy, I'm the God of second chances, and I'm going to bring you through. And brother, there's one more successful endeavor that God has lined up for you. There's something in business that you're going to attain to that's been deep in your heart for years, and you've kind of just had to dance all around it. But now is the time that God says, seek first the kingdom, and I'll add all these things to you. There's a new seeking first of the kingdom. The Lord says, first things first tonight. And the firstness of the kingdom is coming right back in front of you so that you can run after the kingdom like never before. And you're going to see your family fall right in line. And you just heard out of God's mouth tonight His love for your family and His love for you. Want to leave a legacy and you want to leave a good heritage, and you're going to, and you're going to lead the way. Brother, you broke the mold. You came into the kingdom and started a whole new trend in your lineage, because there was a lot of Pharisee in your past. That wasn't your fault. It's just that God broke the system. He broke you out of the system, and you are setting a new legacy. You're setting a new pace for your own heritage to follow after the Lord all their days.
That's amazing. This really is a time of new beginning. I saw, brother, that you've been rode hard, put up with. You've been through tremendous breaking and at times disillusionment, all that. But the vision I've had since you've been up here is of you climbing up on a big, huge John Deere tractor and getting inside the cab, which is air conditioned, and you put that thing in low gear and you start plowing, and it's in low gear because you're plowing really deep and cutting in a new field. This is a new beginning, and the thing God has put in you, you're tempered. You're like a sword or a knife that's been put in the fire and tempered, taken out, beaten, put back in, and tempered again, dunked in the oil and over and over again, and you're tempered. And when I see you get on that tractor and start cutting in that new field, there's a look of deep satisfaction on your face. I agree with Clem that there's an entrepreneurial thing. God is going to bring to you, I don't know how you make a living, but God is going to bring to you some fresh opportunities. And there's a field, and the word is patience. Just like you were starting for the first time, God's going to do this. And he's going to give you a great patience and a deep satisfaction in cutting open and developing something that has either never been developed or has lain fallow so long it's like it never was developed or planted. There's a developer's heart. You have a desire, and the thing where you draw satisfaction is working so that something that didn't exist comes into being. You have a satisfaction in seeing what was not, now it is, of driving by and looking at it and saying, if I hadn't have done that, it wouldn't be there. So this is a time of new beginning. You remind me of my friend Jerry Daly, who when he was 60-something, God spoke to him through the prophets, go plant a church. And he had already planted successfully 3 or 4 or whatever. And God said, hey, time to get on the tractor and start plowing fresh. So this is coming for you. Sister, I see you like a border collie running around a herd of sheep and barking and trying to get them everybody to go in one direction. Just running around, bark, 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 trying to get them all running one direction. And so you guys make an interesting combination of here's the guy climbing up on the tractor, putting it in low gear, and plowing right on. And here you are like this, a sheepdog just running all around barking, trying to get everybody to go in the same direction. So you guys make an interesting combination, and it's a healthy combination, but I think at times it may have been pretty perilous to be around you because, you know, it's sort of like the tortoise and the hare. But God's done a lot of breaking in you. There's a difference between trying to worry something into existence or along and helping it. And somehow over the just last 5 years, God's really done something in bringing you into a place of understanding how to help people get where they're going without worrying them or trying to push them into it. There's a prophetic gift in you, and you see destiny in people. It's like you can see their spiritual DNA. And at times that can be frustrating because you see what God can do, and if they could only just see. And so it can be frustrating. But at the same time, God's given you that prophetic sight to be able to see. There's an anointing that God is releasing over you tonight. I'm going to lay hands on you and release it to be able to speak to people so they receive faith for their lives, an impartation of faith. And at times you've said, you know, you could do this, and all people hear is like condemnation. Well, I'm not doing what I'll be doing. But God's going to release this thing where a word of faith comes out of you. You are a launcher, and you're also a discipler. God's going to bring young women to you. And it doesn't really have to do with your daughters so much, though I'm really impressed. I mean, 3 daughters and a granddaughter, that's cool. That's really cool. All I had was sons. So, but God's going to release this discipleship and mentoring thing in you. And you need to be willing to let other women, younger women, get close to you. And don't be afraid of that. And I know there have been some stabs in your back, but don't be afraid of those, of younger women getting close to you and of drawing from you. And don't be afraid of saying that you know what the answer is. Because maybe you do at this point. Okay? All right. So this new opportunity, I don't know what it is, but I just see money, just like Clem. Okay? Was it Clem that saw the money? Or I forget. Father, I just pray for release. There's a new field. There's a new opportunities. I pray for my brother, a love of a new beginning, a love for a new field. And God, that you would put under his hand the power that I see in that tractor to break open what has lain fallow or undiscovered or undeveloped. Lord, give him that developer's, planter's, farmer's heart to open up. And Lord, I ask you for money for this man. Lord, just I ask you for windfalls. Lord, not just tax return money or whatever, but Lord, I ask you for true windfalls to come his way in the name of Jesus. Just as Benny's, just as little signs of love from you to him. And Father, I pray for my sister. Lord, release of a word of faith in her for other people. God, that as she speaks a word of faith for people, that they would believe and that you would use her as an igniter, not just a discipler, but also an igniter and a releaser of people. In the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you guys.